This is Day to Day in Los Angeles. I'm Alex Chadwick. In a few minutes, a new DVD set of the classic adventure movie Raiders of the Lost Ark, and a summary judgment of new movie releases in theaters this weekend. But first, every Friday at this time, we turn to NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams, the Indiana Jones of the news world. Juan is here to look at the weekend political talk shows, spend 4 minutes with us on Fridays, sleep in on Sunday. That's our motto. Juan, welcome back.
Well, thanks, Alex. Do I get a Raiders of the Lost Ark hat or
something? You get a hat. You want to send your T-shirt.
Okay.
What are you looking forward to? This is Labor Day weekend, and I would say that it's the opening of the political season, but that's next year, supposedly, except this year, I guess, it's also the beginning of the political season for the Democrats running for president.
Big time, as Vice President Cheney would say, because of an accelerated schedule of primaries. What you really got here is everything heats up right now like a microwave, Alex, with the bell that rings at Labor Day. You're going to have a number of debates scheduled among the Democratic candidates. You may have another Democrat in what is already a crowded field of nine. General Wesley Clark looks like he's going to get in, so that'll be a tenth. So what you've got here is a heated situation with politics really moving to the forefront for the Democrats. An added factor, as you well know, is the California gubernatorial race, because both parties very much want to have control of the governor's seat in Sacramento going into the 2004 presidential contest.
So when you look at the talk shows this weekend, look for the subject to be domestic politics. And who's going to be where?
Well, what you have is John Kerry, the Democratic candidate, is going to be the whole hour on Meet the Press. And this is really a make-it-or-break-it moment for Kerry, who, you know, seems as if he has been falling farther and farther behind Vermont Governor Howard Dean. And Dean is so hot, he's been raising the money, getting the crowds. Kerry is going to have to say, listen, can Howard Dean really be elected? Isn't he just going to be a repeat of what we saw in the past, you know, something like a Jimmy Carter type, maybe even a Muskie type? This is just going to be a disaster in the general election, and I'm electable, I'm a Vietnam veteran, and he's going to announce his candidacy soon, too, and he's going to do it in South Carolina, which is a little bit of a surprise for a guy from Massachusetts, but it's because, again, he's worried about how he's going to do in New Hampshire against, guess who, Howard Dean.
Yeah. Our Slate colleague, Mickey Kaus, quotes a Newsweek writer, quoting, this is getting about third or fourth hand here, quoting a senior advisor to Kerry in July, who said, you know, we can take out Dean any time. And Mickey Kaus says, well, wouldn't now be a pretty good time if indeed you can do that?
The time is now.
Yeah.
But the time grows near. And the problem for Kerry is that he's going to go after Dean on the social issues, you know, try to say to the liberal end of the party, hey, this guy is not as liberal as you think he is. Look at his record in Vermont. At the same time, you know, he's got to also wonder about his own record, because a lot of the people who've been excited by Dean aren't all that excited by what Kerry's been saying. So Kerry, who for the longest time has been the choice of establishment Washington, the one that they picked to run against Bush in 2004, looks like he really is at a moment where he has to make a strong impression, especially with people who give money. And that's why this appearance on Meet the Press Sunday is going to be critical for him.
Iraq, also a story. This bombing there of the Shiite mosque. It's certainly going to be a story over the weekend, Juan.
Oh, absolutely. Fox News Sunday has Senator Lugar and former U.N. Ambassador Holbrooke, again, to talk about this subject. Face the Nation on ABC has Pat Roberts, Senator Pat Roberts, and Senator Dick Durbin, again, to talk about Iraq. And so what you're going to see is, throughout the shows, this emphasis on what's going on in Iraq. And it's not just the bombing, Alex. It's a larger debate that's taking place, and we're going to see that extend into the Congress after Labor Day, of how many men should be on the ground for the U.S. in Iraq, and how much money is it going to cost to rebuild Iraq. So that whole debate, the whole sense of the administration going back to Congress for a supplemental appropriation to get more money for Iraq, is at the forefront of the discussion you'll hear on the Sunday shows and what is going to come in Congress after Labor Day.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Juan, thanks for talking with us again.
Oh, always a pleasure to talk with Indiana Jones of radio, Mr. Alex Chadwick.